Most of our socialising is done via text these days, with billions of messages sent around the world every minute. It's how we remind our partner to pick up milk on the way home, how we let our mum know we're okay, how we text our opinions into radio stations. What if texting was also a way to get the mental health help you needed, a way of connecting with someone for advice without even having to pick up the phone? Devla Lochnay is a virtual psychologist, the CEO with the virtual psychologist. She's my guest this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
A psych session via text. Tell me how this works.
Well, it's really simple. Basically, you can text in, and you can text in anything. Hi, I need help. I'm feeling down. And you'll get connected straight away to a psychologist.
What was the catalyst for starting this service?
So probably about 2 years ago now, I'm a qualified psychologist, and I got called into a school where a young man had taken his own life, and next to him was his mobile phone. And working with the help of the police, we checked his phone records, and no attempt had been made to reach out for help. And I wondered, what was so confronting for this person that he couldn't reach out for help? And I thought, could a simple text message have saved his life? And it was at that point in time I decided I had to find out if we could offer people a new way of engaging, could we save lives?
Because for a long time we've said call Lifeline, call Beyond Blue. What do we know about why maybe that isn't the best way to reach some people in our community who are struggling?
So there's a number of reasons. We actually ask people that actually text into us. And for the people that use our service, they say that they find it very confronting to actually have to pick up the phone and actually ask for help. Some people find it really embarrassing to say they need help. Other people are in a situation where they can't ask for help. They might be in an environment where they're going to be overheard or it's not convenient. So there's just a number of reasons why people are choosing text over phone or face-to-face.
How quickly, when you started this service, did you start really seeing those texts pick up and people reaching out and asking for some support?
Oh, look, almost instantaneously. As quick as we could get the word out there and say to people this service is available, it absolutely took off. Because we're a 24/7 service, certainly for people in the rural and remote communities who don't have access to psychologists, we found that people were engaging with us, you know, whether it be the middle of the night and they couldn't sleep, or we've had people from tractors, milking sheds, all sorts of different areas disengage with us because they can't get the help that they need or they just didn't want to talk over the phone.
And that's one of the benefits, isn't it? It can be in those nighttime hours where you're lying there, where you're not sleeping, where those thoughts start to enter your mind and it becomes this vicious cycle. That is when you can reach for the phone by your bedside table and send that text.
Absolutely. And this is the big thing. You know, psychology traditionally has been, you know, make an appointment and see you between 9 to 5 or contact between 9 to 5. But the reality is our emotions can't be stored between 9 to 5. You know, our worst periods of time is, you know, at night when we can't sleep. So I definitely wanted to provide a service, certainly for those people in the rural remote communities that said, we are here for you.
Yeah. And so what sort of advice or help or services are you able to, via text, point people towards?
Okay. So first of all, people are quite amazed. We can provide all sorts of services. So we do counselling and we do evidence-based. So we do cognitive behavioural therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, dialectical behavioural therapy. So anyone that's, you know, suffering from any condition, anxiety, depression, stress, suicidal thoughts, we can help with a range of those services. And we also, where need be, if people want to then, you know, get linked into face-to-face services, if they're available, we'll make those connections for people.
So you're running all those services via text?
Yes, absolutely. And you think about it, a lot of people go, oh, how can you do that? But nowadays, that's how we're communicating,
yeah,
is via text, and it's really no different. If you can express yourself in the written word, you can communicate with us.
It's amazing because it does open the door, especially for people in rural and remote Australia, as you said, who don't have access to psychs, or it can be really hard to get into mental health or even to get into GPs sometimes if there's only one in town. It opens the door for that ease of access. And if you've got a phone, you've got a psych on the end of it.
Absolutely. And we make sure if you've developed a relationship with that psychologist, you can continue with that same psychologist. So we want to make sure that you get really good ongoing service. And, you know, we sort of buck the trend of traditional. We're not like, oh, we'll catch up with you once a fortnight. If you need us, we are there. If you need us more often than once a fortnight or once a week, we're there for you.
How are your psychologists fitting this in between standard patients?
So all our psychologists are totally dedicated to this service.
Amazing.
We run a 24/7 service just via text-based services.
Are you finding that there's certain people in our community who are using your service, say, more than others, or is it really spread across the board?
Look, it goes through sort of trends. We go through waves. We definitely find men engage with the service. They find it easier to communicate via text than actually ever picking up the phone. And there's such a stigma with mental health that they find that it's probably less confronting to do it via text. And then the youth, we have a lot of youngsters will also contact us via text. It just seems to be their preferred method. And then sometimes we'll have the wives that'll text in and just say, look, I'm worried about my husband. You know, what does depression look like? Or even themselves might have some issues going on. So it really, we certainly have trends that seem to peak and trough each month.
Yeah, which is so interesting in itself to see, you know, that heartbeat of our community reflected back on the things that are challenging them, on who's seeking help, on where we're up to in the calendar, in the year, all of that sort of stuff.
Look, absolutely. And probably one of the most surprising statistics is we ask people at the end of each session, if text counselling had not been available, would you have used any other psychological support? Would you have picked up the phone? Would you have organised face-to-face? And we've been going for 3 years now, and 65% of those people that engage with us in the rural and remote communities are saying no, they wouldn't have reached out for any other psychological support if text counselling had not been available. Mm. Now, that figure compares to 40% in the metropolitan areas.
We know it's Suicide Awareness Day today. We're hoping to be able to drop the rates of suicide around the nation, but especially in regional areas where it is so much higher. How does a service like this do that into the future as well?
Look, I'm hoping that one of the goals is that we just break down all the barriers. So it's a very, very quick service. You don't need a mental health care plan. It's totally free for people in rural remote communities. And if you're feeling down, all you have to do is send a simple text message that just says hi. It's as simple as that. No barriers, no downloading any apps or anything. Just send us a text message. We will connect you to a psychologist straight away.
And that number is 0488 807 266.
That's correct.
Excellent. It's been so great to hear about this and the amazing work that you and your teams are doing. Devla, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Lovely. Thanks for your time.
That's Devla Lochnane there. She's the CEO of Virtual Psychologist. It's as simple as sending a text message. The number 0488 807 266.